It's been the deadliest day for Afghanistan's media in more than 16 years. Two suicide attackers have killed 25 people in the capital, Kabul. Nine journalists are among those killed. It's prompted calls to the United Nations to create a special protective envoy for journalists in Afghanistan. Catherine Gregory reports.
Regional organisations have condemned the twin suicide bombings in Afghanistan and, like the chief spokesperson for the European Commission, Margarita Skinas, they've expressed condolences to the families and friends of the 25 people killed.
Even in war, there are laws. Civilians and journalists who risk their lives to report from dangerous and difficult places must never be a target. The European Union and the European Commission stand with the Afghan people and with journalists worldwide.
Afghan police say the first suicide bomber rode a motorbike carrying explosives into an area of the capital, Kabul, where many embassies are located. Journalists rushed to that site, and that's when a second bomber, disguised as a journalist, set off an explosive-laden camera. Mohammed Daud Amin is Kabul's police chief.
As a result of the explosion, a number of our journalists and other people who were passing by, as well as nearby residents who were gathered at the scene, were either killed or wounded.
This man is a cameraman with an Afghan television station.
I was about 10 metres away from the site of the first explosion, trying to enter the site when the second blast happened. It was very powerful, and when I was finally at the site, I found many of my fellow reporters lying on the ground, some of them dead already.
It's the biggest death toll of media workers in the country since 2001. The media watchdog Reporters Without Borders says it will call on the United Nations Secretary General to create a special envoy for protecting journalists. Christophe Delore is the group's Secretary General.
With all the violations of the freedom of the press that Daesh and the Taliban perpetrate, large swathes of the country are becoming black holes in terms of news coverage. Nevertheless, Afghan journalists have shown a form of resistance, of resilience even. They have safety measures. But the violence exerted by these Islamist groups is such that they manage to carry out attacks like these, despite the Afghan government's goodwill.
The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for these bombings, which come a week after 60 people were killed in a suicide bomb at a voter registration centre in Kabul. 11 children were killed yesterday in another suicide bombing in the southern province of Kandahar. The Afghan government has vowed to tighten security in the lead-up to elections later this year.
Catherine Gregory reporting.